So then, by the time they feel confident enough to invest again in the markets may have already rebounded significantly and much of the big gains may already be gone. Making a generational impact starts with one person, one family, one community. And so the Gen 1 Legacy is my attempt to help first-gen tech professionals like you get your financial house in order so you can live your legacy. Is the news coverage of the stock market sell-off bumming you out? I don't know about you, but I'm downright disappointed. You know, markets have had a rip-roaring good start to the year, and now it feels like it's all coming to an end, right? In fact, in the first 3 months of the year, the S&P 500 index, one measure of stock market performance, has had its best start to the year since the pandemic. And this stellar performance comes after watching these markets ride a roller coaster over the past few years, with prices seemingly flying to the moon and then dropping like bricks. But now, after having a good run for the past 6 months, it feels like Mr. Market is once again pulling the carpet out from under all of us. It feels like we're just about to relive the uncertainty of the ups and downs in the stock market that we just did a few years ago after finally breaking back to even. It's just not fair, is it? Indeed, turn on the financial news and it's all right there. Concerns about an impending war, political wranglings and upcoming elections, unabating inflation, all this ongoing interest rate policy uncertainty. You know, it's enough to make you want to build a bunker and just hide away for the next decade. Now, having felt the pain of watching markets sell off in 2022 and then having it take 2 years to bounce back only to potentially be right back at it again, I'd be tempted to pull my money out of the markets and wait for the storm to blow over for the time being. Now, do you feel the same way? Are you tempted to throw in the towel and just sit this all out so you can finally get a break? Well, if you are, then you should know that being underallocated in the markets could leave you with a massive case of investor's remorse. In other words, if you take your money out of the markets now, sure, you could feel safe, but you could also be left with a sinking feeling of disappointment a year from now. You know, the fact is that no one has a crystal ball to divine which of today's headlines could lead the markets to rally or to falter next week, let alone next year. So then, given everything that's going on, if you're tempted to pull your money out of the markets, I'd encourage you to pay less attention to the headlines and more to your disciplined investment strategy. That's because if you don't, you'll not only miss out on gains on the other side of this bad news, you'll also likely throw your investing ability into question and potentially derail your long-term financial plans. So before we go any further, it's crucial to point out that the current market environment is likely reflective of a natural pause in a healthy market rally. The trouble is, however, that when you're in the middle of a rally pause, it's hard to tell whether the market is getting ready to make its next move higher or lower. And you know, during times like these, I'm reminded of where I was on March 9th, 2009. Now, this date is important because it marked the bottom in the decline of the S&P 500 index during the height of the global financial crisis. And as you'll likely recall, the world seemed like it was coming unglued at the seams and like all of these bad news and all these bad events just weren't going to end. Now, back then, I was a market analyst for a private wealth management firm. And at that time, our leadership team held calls every single week to discuss strategies for helping advisors help their clients during this time of uncertainty, and more specifically, help them stay committed to their long-term investment plan. And so to me, March 9th seemed like any other normal, or what you could consider normal during that time, an otherwise normal day in the market. But from that day on, the market slowly but surely started to claw its way back higher. Now, the truth is that nobody rang a bell or sounded an alarm to let the rest of the markets know that we hit a bottom on March 9th. In fact, investors and traders and market participants collectively decided to just start buying. I mean, how much worse could things get at that point, right? And so, wouldn't you know it, the rally would go on to produce annualized double-digit returns for the next decade. But now you're likely thinking to yourself, those conditions were different then, and the world is in a different place now, today, right? Well, even if you look at today's market rally, like what happened after the start of the pandemic and the shutdowns, the markets then sold off sharply, but then they recovered. To be sure, in 2020, risk assets sold off in February, and then again in March, but by April, they not only bounced back, many stocks took off and rallied through the end of 2021. That's why it's so crucial to invest in your strategy, not in the stories. Here's the thing. Some investors are often swayed by the volatility and the noise of the markets, and sometimes are driven by the constantly changing headlines that can lead to poor choices and costly mistakes. Now, this type of investor often finds himself swept up in the currents of the financial media and headline events. So then when the stock market begins to shake, maybe due to economic reports or global incidences or political unrest, these individuals react quickly and are often driven by fear of losing their life savings. So instinctively, they want to hide their money under their mattress until it's safe to come out and play again, right? Now, the trouble with this approach is that when the markets begin to recover, these same individuals, still wary from the recent scare and perhaps influenced by lingering negative headlines, are hesitant to re-enter the market. So then, by the time they feel confident enough to invest again in the markets may have already rebounded significantly and much of the big gains may already be gone. So why does this happen? Well, this sort of behavior is a classic example of being influenced more by emotion and less by a disciplined long-term investment plan. That's because when you allow yourself to be bombarded by conflicting information and rapid-fire news headlines, it can lead to either analysis paralysis or the impulse to make hasty investment decisions. In other words, you're allowing an external medium to influence your decisions rather than being grounded in your internalized financial plan. Now, could you imagine being that individual on March 9, 2009, who amidst all the headlines decided they couldn't take it anymore and they pulled all their money out of the markets? Or how about being that person who sold off all your holdings in early April 2020, just as the markets were pivoting ahead of a massive rebound? Now, if you're one of those individuals who went to cash during one of those times, then truly my heart goes out to you. I genuinely appreciate the pain that you're going through because you know firsthand what it feels like to be influenced by the media, only to sit back and watch the tickers bounce back, and then you're stuck convincing yourself that you'll likely find a good entry point that always seems too late when it comes. You understand what it feels like to have that emotional hangover, and you know how relying on your emotions instead of a disciplined strategy can exacerbate your already existing feelings of doubt and insecurity, right? You likely also know how this emotional turmoil can lead to episodes of heightened stress and anxiety, which likely deter you from making more investment decisions going forward, right? That's why during times like these, it's essential to invest in your strategy, not in the stories. Now, when you allow yourself to be swayed by what you hear in the news, something else starts to happen besides getting out of or getting into the markets at inopportune times. That's because when you will let your emotional impulses guide your investment decision-making process, rather than adhering to a disciplined strategy, you'll find yourself on a turbulent financial journey. That's because when you let go of reason and start following your gut, a whole cascade of events starts to unwind, and I've seen this happen all too many times. And so what happens is that you react impulsively to short-term market fluctuations, and you start shifting from one strategy to the next, chasing returns or fleeing losses, rather than staying the course with a well-thought-out, disciplined investment strategy. Now, this pattern not only erodes your potential earnings through poor timing, but you could also incur higher transaction costs and potential tax consequences from your frequent trading strategy. But here's the bigger point. Here's why you should be paying attention. This is important because over time, when you finally become emotionally worn out, the lack of consistent growth in your investments can ultimately lead you to question your own ability to manage your finances effectively. It'll lead you to want to throw in the towel and give up on all of it. And so how does this happen? Well, essentially what happens is that your self-doubt undermines your confidence and makes you more susceptible to further emotional investing. Or on the flip side, it leads you to adopt excessively conservative strategies that don't align with your original savings plans. Now, let me tell you a story to better illustrate how all this kind of unfolds. I'm going to tell you a story about someone we'll call Sarah. Now, Sarah is a middle-aged tech professional who was well on her way to building her retirement savings through the power of compounding and a disciplined investment strategy. Now, initially, Sarah approached investing with enthusiasm and optimism, but she lacked a clear, disciplined approach. Now, she was the kind of individual who loved to turn on CNBC or Fox Business News almost every morning before work, and she frequently engaged in Slack chats about the markets or latest meme stock with her coworkers. And so her investment decisions were often heavily influenced by daily market news and the opinions of financial pundits or other people around her. So then when the markets experienced a significant downturn, Sarah became activated by the emotional energy from naturally the people around her and the media that she was consuming. She'd hear all about the stocks and the sectors losing money. She'd hear all about the markets in turmoil and start to get concerned. Then she'd hear about how her coworkers were losing a ton of money. So what did Sarah do? Well, she naturally panicked. She sold several of her best holdings because she was scared of taking further losses. And wouldn't you know it, Sarah ended up selling right as the market was setting the stage for another move higher. So then over the next few weeks and months, as the markets began to claw their way higher, Sarah stayed on the sidelines. And so by the time the talking heads on TV were touting the invincibility of this new market rally, Sarah then felt confident enough to re-enter the markets. But by this point, prices had significantly recovered, and she ended up buying back the very same position she sold months earlier, but now at a higher price than for what she sold them. Now, frustrated and naturally disillusioned, Sarah began to doubt her financial experience. She began questioning whether she could ever achieve her long-term goal of building a legacy for her family, let alone secure her retirement. In fact, the emotional toll experienced by Sarah was so profound that each financial misstep not only diminished her resources, it also chipped away at her self-esteem and her trust in her own decision-making abilities. Now, did Sarah learn her lesson? Did she learn to trust her investment plan instead of the stories that were playing out on TV? Well, the unfortunate answer here is no. The truth is that as Sarah's investments continued to suffer due to her reactive choices, she began to feel helpless. Now, this wasn't just about money, it was about her vision for her future and her competence in securing it. So then when periods of market volatility would come through, as is natural when it comes to investing, she'd end up selling. She would just hit that sell button and get out of the markets. And so with every market dip and subsequent sale, Sarah felt the surge of immediate relief, followed by deeper waves of regret as the market started to recover without her participation. Now, this emotional roller coaster led her to oscillate from fear to relief back to regret. And you know, it ended up becoming a recurring pattern, with each cycle more disheartening than the last. And this was such a problem that Sarah found herself increasingly cautious, second guessing her choices and other potential investment opportunities. Indeed, this anxiety over making further mistakes made it difficult for her to commit to any long-term plan, and it eventually trapped her in a state of indecision and analysis paralysis. Have you ever felt like Sarah? Have you ever been in her shoes? You know, Sarah's experiences here reflect many of the common responses I've witnessed from individuals who follow the headlines instead of their disciplined investment strategy. So then what can you do to avoid a similar outcome? Well, whether you're prone to falling for headlines or just want to make yourself more impervious to outside influences, I'm going to share with you three things you should consider when uncertainty and market volatility pick up. And so to start, one of the first things that you want to do is rebalance your investment portfolio. And so why would you want to buy or sell anything during a time of uncertainty? Well, you'll likely want to take action now, because by regularly rebalancing, what you're doing is taking a proactive instead of reactive stance. Here, ultimately, when you take a step back and you think about it, what you're doing is you're controlling your financial future. You're optimizing for performance, you're minimizing your risks, and you're doing this by ensuring that your portfolio is buttoned up rather than passively reacting to market volatility. And so where do you begin? Well, you can start by asking yourself, you know, what is my current asset allocation strategy and how does it compare to my target asset allocation strategy? Here, what you'll want to do is to compare where your current investment holdings are now against your ideal asset allocation defined in your investment policy statement. Then what you'll want to do is adjust your portfolio by selling overrepresentative investments and buying underrepresentative investments in that portfolio. Now, this approach may not seem like much, but what it does is help you stay committed to your long-term strategy, because you're actively doing something that's proactive rather than reactive amidst all this market volatility. All right, so the next thing that you want to do to avoid being caught up in the emotional stories in the markets is to define your sleep well number. And so what is a sleep well number, you ask? Well, it's the amount of money you need to have in cash so that, you guessed it, you can sleep well at night. Here we're talking about holding enough cash equivalents to cover your living expenses or big ticket spending over the next 12 to 18 months when volatility picks up. And so by having sufficient cash on hand, what this does, it provides you with a buffer against market downturns and ensures that you don't have to sell investments at a loss during unfavorable market conditions. At the same time, this approach not only protects your lifestyle, but also gives you the flexibility to capitalize on investment opportunities as they arise without the need to liquidate other assets under pressure. So then to get started, you'll want to ask yourself, you know, do I have sufficient cash reserve to maintain my financial stability during a prolonged market downturn? To answer this question here, what you'll want to do is to evaluate how much liquid cash you have now and compare it to your monthly living expenses or your immediate cash need in the months ahead. And then from there, you can proactively begin to sell investments if you need to raise more cash, or maintain your current holdings if you're in a good spot and rebalance. Ultimately, this review will help you understand if you're adequately prepared for financial downturn or need some additional help to cover unexpected expenses. And finally, one more thing that you'll want to do to avoid being influenced by your emotions when the volatility in the market starts picking up is that you'll want to trust your investment plan. Now, this step seems obvious, but it's one that's often most ignored or most forgotten by even the most seasoned investors during times of uncertainty. And so you're probably asking yourself, why is this step important? Why do we need to focus on such a fundamental point? Well, it's crucial because investment plans are actually designed to help you navigate through various market conditions, especially market volatility. And these plans can also help you capitalize on the natural appreciation of the markets over time. So then by sticking to your plan, you avoid making impulsive decisions based on short-term market fluctuations, which can ultimately derail your long-term financial goals. Remember, consistency and patience in investing often yield the best returns. More importantly, markets generally tend to rise over the long term. You know, if they didn't, you wouldn't be investing, would you? So then the trick here is to get through the short-term gyrations in the markets so that you can grow your money for the long term. And you could do this by asking yourself, do I understand all aspects of my investment plan? And so why would you ask yourself this question? Well, knowing the details of your plan, including how it works under different market conditions, will help you build confidence that you may have lost during previous market downturns. That's why it's crucial to take the time to fully understand each component of your investment strategy. Now, this might involve researching different investment types, reading up on historical market performance, or consulting your financial plan to clarify any doubts. Either way, ultimately, it means turning off the financial news, and it means trusting your plan so you can stay focused on your financial financial goals. Now, when it comes down to it, it's crucial not to let any of the market noise or short-term fluctuations distract you from your long-term financial goals. That's because over time, the cumulative effect of not adhering to a disciplined investment strategy, especially during times of heightened market volatility, can significantly derail your long-term financial security and your family's financial independence plans. In fact, these missteps could mean delaying retirement, adjusting lifestyle expectations, or not following through on your long-term legacy building initiatives. But the good news is that sticking to a disciplined strategy can help you overcome the investment uncertainty you're facing today. I mean, what's the worst that could happen if you embraced the discipline of a carefully balanced portfolio, maintained a robust cash reserve, and trusted the wisdom of your long-term investment plan? Certainly, imagine the peace of mind you'd experience knowing you're well-prepared for the market ups and downs. Think about the confidence you'd feel, how free you'd feel from the grip of panic and fear, even when financial headlines are screaming of uncertainty. That's why, by sticking to your strategy, you not only safeguard your financial future, but you're also taking one step closer to becoming the master of your own financial independence journey. To learn more about today's topic, you can visit the episodes page at legacygen1.com. And if you can find one person in your life who would benefit from today's message, please share this episode with them. But until next time, I'm Peter Donesanu, wishing you and yours abundant health and prosperity.
The Gen 1 Legacy Podcast is brought to you by Franklin Madison Private Wealth. Franklin Madison Private Wealth is a registered investment advisor firm with its registration and principal place of business in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. The information shared today is not intended to be personal, legal, investment, or tax advice, or solicitation to buy or sell any security or engage in a particular investment strategy. The commentary and forecasts are limited to the dissemination of and general information pertaining to Franklin Madison Private Wealth's investment advisory services and are based on economic and market conditions that are subject to change without notice. For additional information about Franklin Madison Private Wealth, including fees and services, please contact Franklin Madison Private Wealth or refer to the investment advisor public disclosures.